Obviously, getting to play baseball on holidays is fun. I remember as a kid going to Giants games. You know, we'd go for Mother's Day. We'd go for July 4th. We would go be a spectator. And I remember, you know, one never realizing, like, you know, it's pretty cool that you get to play on those holidays and go. And, you know, there's a lot of families out there. And just thankful for being born in the USA. And so I know it's kind of corny. But it's always special to play on holidays, but July 4th is such a great day. So just thankful for that. And so I had to you know, change the music up a little bit.
So you're adding the fact that it's the 4th. You've been here before when you were a kid, or watching games when you were a kid. The attendance, your first one here this season. How did that all feel?
There was a lot of memories of the good times and you know, having the packed crowd at the Coliseum. There's no better place to play Major League Baseball than the Coliseum packed with fans. And clearly we fed off of it tonight. The fans were great. And like I said, it was good memories and just a lot of fun tonight to see A's fans packing out the Coliseum, and it was loud and just such a fun night.
How did you feel like you guys were able to jump on Noah? It's been pretty tough for the first half.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know, Brown, you know, Brownie, I mean, Ramon got us going, right? And then Brownie had a great at bat there and hit the ball hard. And then, fortunately, I was able to hit it just far enough to score the run. And then, but anytime you're facing somebody like that, you got to jump on them early. They usually always settle in and get better as they go. And so, the fact that we were able to jump on him early, and he made a couple mistakes in that first inning, and we took advantage of it. But he's such a good pitcher, and obviously he's having a great year. But we were able to take advantage of that. And then the story of the night was Cole and what he did. And he, you know, you said that he heard my music and knew that I was locked in. Well, he told me, I saw him right before he went out to warm up. He goes, I'm feeling it tonight. I'm locked in. I'm ready to go. And he went out and showed it. And so it's always fun when you hear an athlete say, I'm feeling it tonight, because you know they're going to go out and do something special. And so great night for Cole. And he picked us up and carried us to that win tonight.
What did you see, Cole, just from your vantage point, just him doing pretty well out there?
He got tons of weak contact, you know, and so anytime Cole's around the zone and using all of his pitches like that, he's going to generate weak contact. And he and Murph were playing well together all night. They were setting hitters up. They were putting them away, getting weak contact. So credit to them for the work that they did. But Cole threw the ball just beautifully tonight, and it was really fun to watch.
Just from your catching background and everything that Sean Murphy does behind the plate, his game planning abilities, what can you say about
he's wise beyond his years. Obviously the skill set speaks for itself. He's Gold Glover already, but for the little experience that he does have in the league, he's far beyond his years. He's smart. I lean on him. He's got a chance to be one of the greats for a very long time, and it's been a pleasure to play with him so far this year and work with him.
Thanks, Voter.
Yeah, thank you.